I just kind of wanted to first start off and ask you about why you applied for this opportunity. So the Mind Trust offered opportunity for people to come and apply for a fellowship that would allow you to create a new curriculum that could be chosen by IPS to be part of a new school model. Yours was chosen. Why did you apply for that?
I think opportunity to be different and innovate really intrigued me. Earl and I got together and thought about, hey, how can we bring this wonderful model that we have currently at PLA number one to the families and scholars of all in our public schools.
And so what is the model that you'll be bringing to school 103? What is the Phelan model?
We have some core pillars. The first core pillar we always talk about, we believe in two teachers in each classroom. Also, we believe in quality enrichment for our scholars. Another key component of our model is an authentic partnership with our families. And also, the big thing is also the extended learning day. We want our kids to learn and want them to learn a great environment.
Are you asking parents to have more of a buy-in into their education for their children?
Correct. So I think the big thing with that is that we believe that parents must be involved in their child's education and learning. So our team will work very hard with parents to teach them or show them or allow an opportunity to really be involved in the school.
So can you explain what the extended learning day is? Is that an extra day of the week? Is that more hours?
So it's more hours. Instead of your traditional six and a half hours, we believe in an 8-hour learning day for our scholars.
And is this model currently being used now at the current Phelan Leadership Academy?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
And I know, you know, that school's been open for 2 years now. How do you know that this is working, this kind of model?
I think a lot of our growth we saw in the first years through Dibbles were in our reading. Our kids came in 30% on track and end the year 92% on track. So the model we believe is working, but we just got to continue to stay true to our pillars.
And School 103 has, I guess we can say, a long history of having academic difficulties. They've been an F school the past 4 years. The most recent ISTEP data has them at a 15% pass rate. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's a lot of barriers to try and turn around. Mm-hmm. Why that school, and why not maybe another school that is a D school or school that has more possibilities?
That's a really hard question, right? But we feel confident in Dr. Farabee and his and IPS decision in allowing us to serve at 103. And so this would be a partnership. Collectively, we can make an impact.
This whole partnership's happening because of the new law. It kind of allows you to kind of create a new business model, a new teaching model. Part of that is it changes who teaches at the schools. Mm-hmm. So how are you working with the current teachers there, and do you know how that will work out in the end, if they'll stay or if they'll go?
All teachers must reapply for their positions, and that's only fair, right? We have a very rigorous process to determine what teacher fits our model. So we look forward to teachers to apply, and we look forward to having these discussions around who return to School 103.
And I know IPS, you, the Mind Trust, have been very open, saying this is not takeover. We're not doing a takeover. This isn't what the state's done before in failing schools. But I'm sure there are some parents and teachers that feel like this is out of their control. Mm-hmm. That's happening. What are you doing to try and reach out to them, explain to them the situation?
We received notice of this innovation that School 103 will be our school last week. We already had our first town hall meeting, had opportunity to already meet with the teachers at the current school to start that communication. So we believe communication is very important, and we feel confident we are ahead of the curve.
Right now, you are the first school under this new law mm-hmm. that's happening at IPS. Do you feel any kind of responsibility for that, so people can kind of point at Phelan and say, they made this happen? In addition to everything else you have to do at School 103?
I think we got control expectations there, right? As you mentioned, only 15% of scholars passed ISTEP in the past 4 years. If you do the math, that's less than 40 scholars. If you break it down even further, in a building of 15 classrooms, that probably equates to only 3 scholars per classroom passing ISTEP. So our focus year one will be on 1, safety for the scholars, 2, being true to the Phelan model, and also ensuring that scholars can learn academically.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.